This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 159 for Thursday, November 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are lower on Thursday morning in light trading volumes due to the United States markets being closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. The January canola contract is down $1.60 at $577.30 per ton. The March contract is down $1.30 at $574.10 per ton. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower at 76.84 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 76.91. With the Chicago Board of Trade being closed until the overnight session begins this evening, canola is not getting any direction from the soy complex. Lower European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are weighing on values. There will be positioning in the canola markets ahead of Stats Canada's upcoming report on principal field crops. The report, to be released on December 3rd, will shed light on this year's yields and production. Also, Stats Canada reports farm income is up 15% at $30 billion nationwide during the first three quarters of 2020. The federal agency says the COVID-19 pandemic has boosted demand for grains and oilseeds. The International Grains Council cut ending stocks in its monthly report issued today. Total grains are down 1.6% at 619 million tons, and wheat is reduced 1% at 291 million tons. Ending stocks for corn are down 2.1% at 279 million tons, and soybeans are slashed 8% at 46 million tons. Dry conditions are affecting corn and soybean projections for Brazil. Reports say the country's corn crop will be around 107.2 million tons and its soybean crop to come in at 130 million tons. Market projections for the wheat harvest in Argentina range from 15.3 million to 18.8 million tons. Combining is set to start in a few weeks. India is cutting its import duty on crude palm oil by 10%, bringing it to 27.5%. The government is said to be concerned about rising domestic prices. The cut comes into effect on Friday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will delay its weekly export sales report to Friday due to Thanksgiving. The markets forecast corn sales to be 800,000 to 1.4 million tons. Wheat sales are projected to be 200,000 to 400,000 tons. Export sales of soybeans are expected to be 700,000 to 1.4 million tons. Soy meal sales are slotted at 100,000 to 300,000 tons and soy oil at 12,000 to 50,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 26th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.